Dr. Kapinski dictating email. I am on Jose Gallardo, G-A-L-L-A-R-D-O. Jose Gallardo was accompanied to the evaluation by a professional interpreter named Ruth Feely, F-E-E-L-E-Y. Prepared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Mr. Gallardo was entered at work on 10-12-21, but he was picking up a large box and felt a lot of pain and was unable to walk. Perry believes he injured the right side of his lumbar section as a result. Perry, he did go to the emergency room at Princeton afterwards. Perry indicates he was hospitalized for 3 days. Perry, he was advised he needs surgery but did not undergo it. Perry is no longer receiving any active treatment. Perry, new paragraph, as per the medical records provide, he presented to the emergency room on 10-17-21, period. He stated the previous week he lifted a heavy box and since then has been having pain in the low back. Period, he spoke with his PCP who prescribed Tylenol with codeine, which he had been taking but was not helping. Period, today he noted severe pain along with difficulty with ambulation. Period, his pain currently was at 10/10 level. Period, history is remarkable for laparoscopic cholecystectomy. Period. Clinical exam found weakness with attempting to lift the left leg against resistance, more likely secondary to pain. Period, straight leg raise maneuver on the right was positive. Period. He underwent CAT scan to be inserted here. Period. It was compared to a CT of the abdomen and pelvis from 7/21/19. Period. He then received various treatments and was released. Period. Actually, before he was released, he underwent a lumbar MRI that same day to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Scratch that about treated and released. Mr. Gallardo was admitted to the hospital period. Neurosurgical consultation was performed on 10-19-21 period. The physician assistant described the MRI, showed a right L4-5 disc herniation, and neurosurgery was consulted, period. She rendered her own diagnoses of lumbar disc herniation with radiculopathy, period. Was neurologically intact. There was no emergent neurosurgical intervention indicated at that time. Period. Ms. Weaver recommended therapy, pain control, and epidural steroid injection. Period. Can follow up as an outpatient. Period. Did undergo pain management evaluation on 10-19-21 by Dr. Askander, A-S-K-A-N-D-E-R. Period. She then treated him from a pain management perspective. Here she recommended Decadron, Toradol, and lowering his dose of Tylenol. Period, he could also continue his lidocaine patch. Period, she did not recommend opioids for lumbar radiculopathy, but did recommend increasing his gabapentin to 300 milligrams 3 times per day. Period. New paragraph, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner on 4/27/22. Period, he noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period, his family physician referred him for therapy, but he only attended 2 sessions because he had to pay out of pocket. Period, he denied any prior injuries to the low back or any other treatment for this injury. Period. Dr. Kirshner rendered a diagnosis of right low back pain, comma, right leg pain, comma, and right herniated nucleus pulposus with stenosis per the MRI report. Period. He recommended physical therapy and light duty. Period. Depending on his result with physical therapy, they might consider epidural steroid injection. Period. Physical therapy was rendered. Period. Dr. Kirshner monitors care over the next several months. Period. At the visit of 1/18/23, they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. Evidently, Mr. Gallardo did not avail himself of the same. Period. In paragraph, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Saxton on 7/25/22. Period. He was working light duty. Period. He had no procedures to date. Period. He was diagnosed with low back pain, comma, lumbar radiculitis, comma, long-term current use of opiate analgesic, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, and herniated lumbar disc. Period. An epidural steroid injection was administered to the low back on this occasion. Period. He submitted to additional injections on 8/10/22, comma, 9/7/22, comma, and then facet rhizotomy on 12/7/22. He followed up with Dr. Saxton through 12/19/22. Period. At that time, he related experiencing approximately 25% relief from the injections for 1 week, and then his pain increased and returned back to baseline. Period. He was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and was going to follow up with Dr. Kirshner. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a rough texture on the left greater than right palms, but skin was otherwise normal in color turgor and temperature. Extremities lower. Pinprick sensation was diminished along the lateral aspect of the entire right lower extremity, but was intact otherwise. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, and sacral. He ambulated with a stiff gait, but no limp or foot drop. Period. He did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. He was tendered a palpation of the right parietal musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 10/12/21. Jose Gallardo alleges to have injured his lower back at work when lifting a heavy box. He apparently sought care with his primary physician at the outset and was prescribed analgesics. Period. He then presented himself to the emergency room on 10/17/21. Period. He underwent both a CAT scan and an MRI of the lumbar spine. He was then admitted for pain management through 10/20/21. Period. He also had therapy while hospitalized. Period. Neurosurgical consultation was performed as well. Period. In the paragraph, he then was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner, who continues to treat him conservatively. Dr. Saxton administered a series of injections to the back with moderate relief. Dr. Kirshner discussed performing surgery with him, but Mr. Gallardo was not interested in pursuing this course of treatment. New paragraph, the current exam found he had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Provocative maneuvers were negative. He had diminished subjective pinprick sensation throughout the lateral aspect of the entire right lower extremity. Period. Strength and reflexes were intact. Period. There were skin changes on his hands. consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Pretty has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured, which probably explains his skin changes. Period. In paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referral with the lower back. Period.